Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
The DSW Black Friday sale is on. Take 30% off almost everything in stores and online right now. Yep, you heard that right, 30% off. Stock up on new shoes, bags, and extras for you and yours from all the gift-worthy brands you love. But hurry, Black Friday can't last forever. Get to your DSW store or DSW.com ASAP to save big. Exclusions apply. Details at DSW.com.
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode.
You got a hawk tour and spit on that thing.
And then polish it.
Yeah. That comes from something that at the moment, we're probably about a few weeks late. So as we're recording this, currently that is the most viral thing going around the world.
Oh, right.
People are going nuts for it. It's a video. It's just a girl in an interview. She said that one thing, it's on T-shirts, hats, all sorts. So the time people are listening to it now, it's
probably forgotten about it.
Yeah, they're probably completely over it now.
That's staying current then. Yeah. And, how did you like our little intro music today? This week is a no-subject episode. We're just going to be talking about what's been going on with us and what our plans are and stuff. We decided that we were going to put an intro song on the podcast because everybody does it. We haven't done it.
Yeah, yeah.
We never have.
We've been going 18 months and haven't had any intro.
Yeah, and like the other week I was reading on Reddit, another podcast or someone wanting to start a podcast said, oh, should I put intro music on it? And there was a whole ream of people going, oh, I've never heard a podcast without an intro song on it. And we decided it was probably a good idea to put one on.
Yeah.
Because obviously we got like 2 minutes of adverts or whatever it is at the start of the episode. And naturally people are going to be skipping past that in little 30-second bursts. And the chances of you actually hitting that in, you know, right at the very start of the episode where I say, welcome everybody, you know, very small. So we thought we'd just put another little 15-second on little musical interlude so that, you know, people don't miss any of the episode or don't have to fast forward or rewind or anything like that to find it. And our hosting service sent us an email saying, oh, we got this brilliant new feature. You can just upload an intro and we'll dynamically insert it onto your podcast on the start of every episode. And we thought, brilliant, that's a great idea. So we did that. And it came before the adverts. So I'm now going to have to delete that and manually put it in at the start of each episode. So that's what we're going to do, and it's starting this week. So we hope you enjoyed our little tune right at the start.
Yeah, spooky dubstep.
Spooky dubstep, yeah.
Very cool.
A little bit quirky.
It reminded me of if you could zoom into the moon, keep zooming in. That's a tongue twister. Zoom in on the Moomin. And you keep going into like a crater. And as it goes in and goes in, there's just a bunch of like grey and green aliens having like a rave. That's how I picture it.
Yeah, that's probably right, yeah.
Yeah, because when you zoom out, the moon just looks plain and boring. But secretly, there's got alien parties going on.
A set of decks with two flying saucers, one on each side. <Yeah.
laughs> And they just use their tractor beams for lights and stuff. Start shooting cows up and bringing them down again.
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I actually kind of want to go now.
Yeah, let's all go for a rave on the moon. Why not?
Yeah, tell us what you think about that intro music, because I quite like it, to be fair.
Yeah, I literally knocked it up in about 10 minutes flat.
It's pretty good.
I took my inspiration. I don't think you ever watched it, but I used to watch a channel on YouTube called Secure Team 10. I think I've mentioned him on the podcast before now. I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared years ago. A guy called Tyler Glockner used to run it, and he always had an intro on his YouTube channel that was kind of similarly sort of weird, like dubsteppy sort of wob 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 sort of sound. And I thought, oh, I'd probably do something similar, not the same, but similar to that. And I thought it worked quite well.
I was pleasantly surprised with how well it worked.
Yeah,
yeah, because I wanted spooky noises and spooky weird sounds. And then when you actually went full on and added a beat and kind of made it a bit crazy dubstep, I was like, you know what? I kind of like it. It's not what I pictured, but I'm not mad at it.
It's not my go-to genre of music style. If I'm making music, obviously I'm more rocky. You know, I thought, keep it trendy, keep it for the kids. I don't know.
I think Ray's a sort of thing. So.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So anyway, this being a no subject episode, what's our first subject, Josh?
Well, there was one that I wanted to bring to your attention, and it's, again, kind of going on the current events of things. So when this comes out, it's probably not a thing, or there might be an explanation by this point.
Oh, okay.
I keep seeing videos of people finding rubber in their fruits.
In fruit?
In fruit. Yeah, in America.
I've heard of like microplastics being in food and stuff like that, because that's got through the food chain, but not rubber.
Yeah.
How is rubber getting into it?
So it first started with a woman who, I think it's most common to wash fruits before eating them.
Yeah.
So she had like a...
In some countries.
Yes. Yeah, true. Some people, I guess, just go for it. I think they risk it all.
They can, but I think it's in some countries the water is more dangerous. It makes it. Oh, no, honestly, I read it in a book somewhere that, like, in Mexico, it's more dangerous to wash your fruit before you eat it because there's parasites in the water, so you peel your fruit rather than wash it.
That makes sense, because when I went to Mexico, they told us not to drink the water or the ice.
There you go.
I said, bottled water and don't even use ice cubes. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
But it all started with a woman who had a punnet of blueberries. And as she's washing the blueberries, a few of them fall out. And she'd met, like, I was about to say she mentioned
they
that.
They bounced like a rubber ball.
One of them made a thud. Right. So she thought that sounded, you know, investigated it, pulled it out, and there was a ball of like bluey black rubber, and it was shaped like a blueberry.
Right.
So it was actually like a rubber blueberry. So she posted it online, and there's been this wave in America of people finding similar things with other fruits. So I've seen one with a banana as well.
Right.
That is insanely weird because they've actually peeled it. So you can see them peel a fresh banana.
And it's rubber on the inside.
It's got like a rubber consistency. So you see them and they're bending it and bending it. And you mean a normal banana is a little bit mushy.
Yeah.
You bend it, that's just snapping or it's breaking straight away.
It breaks off, yeah.
He actually has to make, or she, has to make an effort.
You couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was just a pair of hands. So. But they're full on bending it. And it takes some effort and a good while before it actually breaks. But it doesn't break like a normal banana. It's like a weird, rubbery kind of plastic thing.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, yeah.
And another weird one I've seen is a watermelon. So
a rubber watermelon?
Yeah, so this woman like has a full fresh, definitely a woman, that one.
Right. She's got a whole bunch of melons.
She was a very large lady. So she happened to have a full-on watermelon not cut into yet.
Right.
And she done the whole video because she says at the start of the video, this happened to me about 2 weeks ago. Let's see if this one is rubbery as well. And she said, since then, I've had a couple that are just normal watermelons, but I've got a bad feeling about this one because she could tell by the way it felt before she'd even cut into it.
Okay,
and she purposely bought that watermelon to show people. She cuts into it, and again, she's trying. Once she cuts into it, you can see the knife is it's not gliding
like
through.
A normal watermelon, yeah.
And then she's again same as the bananas. She's trying to like bend it and snap it. And watermelon is it's cucumber.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
You snap it and it's watery.
Yeah.
She's full on bending it all the way, so it's like touching the other side. If you know what I mean. And
bending it back on itself.
Yeah.
So like a crescent moon bent. The wrong way, like, yeah.
And she's full on like bending it, and then there's tension, and then eventually it like kind of snaps. So it's like there's something going on with the food.
Has anyone actually tried to take a bite out of any of this food?
Yeah, I've seen a guy eat a banana, the banana
eat,
one.
Eat the banana. He actually ate the rubbery banana.
Well, I've seen one video of a guy who he peeled the banana, and it was like this rubbery consistency, and he's bitten into it. And it's obviously not actual rubber, but it's something's happening to the food, whether it's changing something in the food
it
so it's still edible, it's just not the right texture or consistency. So there's the kind of like a conspiracy going on that they're adding something to the food,
because probably chemical fertilizers or something like that. I would imagine that's doing it.
I've heard the suggestion of maybe they've changed pesticides and there's no
possibly.
There's no regulations on certain pesticides and things. I mean, we're talking about a country that adds corn syrup to everything. So, I mean,
what are they going to put on their crops? Fruit.
So that's the genuine like consensus. So
it's kind of like altering the fruit at the molecular level, like the altering the, like the genes to make it have a completely different consistency, but it's still edible.
Yeah, yeah. The woman still ate the watermelon when she cut into it and stuff. She just said it's like, it's not right. It's like chewy and it's just not the right texture. Her kids, she said in the video, her kids refused to eat it. They said that's weird. Sorry, Mom, we're not going to eat it. It's weird.
It's weird. It's almost like they put gelatin in the water or something.
Yeah, pretty much. It's really bendy, really weird. But the one that shocked me the most was the first video I saw, the blueberry.
Yeah.
Because I imagine if someone just ate that, just thinking, because it looked like a blueberry, that was the thing.
Well, it would do if it is a blueberry.
Yeah, but it was, the whole thing was, that was the most like rubber, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, that one wasn't edible.
Oh, right.
When she cut it in half, it obviously fell in the sink, and that one in particular, she cut it in half, and it wasn't edible. That was like full on rubber, like it was tough. It was It didn't.
Have you seen this anywhere other than the United States?
Oh, I thought you were going to say on YouTube and TikTok and other social media.
No, you've seen it on your social media.
I've seen it on Instagram Reels. I've seen it everywhere. Mainly the States, and I think I saw a couple videos in Brazil. Which would make sense because they're on that side of the world.
Yeah. The fruit's going to come from the same sort of place, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if they import things from Brazil.
I don't know. We get bananas from like Costa Rica and stuff, though, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Check your bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember one time opening a banana and a little spider came out from underneath the peel.
Oh, really?
It put me off bananas for a long time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, and I think they are actually called like banana spiders. It's
probably
just part of the thing. It's just where they live and what they eat.
Yeah. I remember there was that family that bought a bunch of bananas from some supermarket or whatever, didn't they?
Mm.
Took them back home, put them in their fruit bowl, and then found hundreds of little spiders crawling all over the window.
Mm-hmm.
Called in an expert, and they were Brazilian wandering spiders, and they had to quarantine the house and bug spray it and everything to kill the spiders because they're highly venomous, aren't they?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Maybe that was the same spider and I got lucky.
Maybe.
Or unlucky. I could be the next Spider-Man
now. You could have been, yeah. if it was an atomic banana spider.
Yeah, literally, you took the words out of my mouth. Banana Spider-Man.
But, yeah. Two in one. Every time Josh eats a banana, he can shoot web out of his hands.
Yeah, except I wouldn't be able to stick to walls. I'd just be slipping over all the time. Yeah. It'd be like a banana. Just be like climbing a building. Whoa!
You'd have a massive chin.
Yeah, yeah, and the ability to peel my skin. Why not?
Yeah. So what else have we got? We've got a small little list of things that fill up enough time to do an entire episode, haven't we? So next one on the list is the metal spheres. I thought we'd done this one already. Have we not?
I don't know. We might have mentioned it.
The metal spheres washing up on beaches.
Yeah. I remember seeing pictures and videos of big spheres.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if you remember, there was a brief period of time for like a week where these weird silver like monoliths were popping up around the world.
Those. Yeah, it started off in like Arizona desert or something in the middle of this little, well, and it's almost like a cave, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that happened for like a week in different places. Everyone freaked out, and then you don't see it or hear about it anymore at all.
I don't think there was an explanation given for it either, was there? I don't know if it was some weird kind of art piece or something. But they were popping up all over the world, weren't they?
Yeah. And then the metal spheres is very similar. It kind of washed up. I think it was Australia and Japan, wasn't it? It washed up on the beaches.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was people getting pictures, and then the next thing you know, it's disappeared, and nothing got said. And then all of a sudden, a few days later, oh, they were props for a movie set. And it was like, that's strange, because there was no cameras when they washed up.
And this was several years ago, or at least like over a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's a good couple of years ago now.
Not seen a movie that featured in?
No.
Was there not like hieroglyphs on them as well?
Yeah, there was weird symbols.
Yeah, weird
things.
Symbols and stuff.
But I don't know what they were. But it's just strange how certain things we just move on from so quick.
Yeah.
Like the intro for today. It's just not gonna be something that's viral today.
I mean, it's gone tomorrow.
Yeah, and they always said like 15 minutes of fame is the expression, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like now in, you know, modern times, 2024, I almost feel like it's 30 seconds of fame. Like everything's so rapid and quick, isn't it? It's just done.
I don't know. I think social media is so saturated these days. Everybody wants to be like the next influencer, don't they?
Mm.
Like kids today, they don't want to like become a computer scientist or anything like that, you know, the kind of like video game designer or anything like that. Like when I was young, that's what kids wanted to do. You know, everybody wanted to get a degree in computer science and go and become a computer game designer. Nobody wants to do that anymore. They all just want to play pranks on each other and video it for YouTube and TikTok and whatnot. And
yeah,
you know, like you say, 30 seconds of fame is the best you can hope for, really, apart from just the very, very small amount of people that actually make the elite, you know, less than 1% of people that are on social media.
It's a difficult one because I feel like we're in a certain position of like, I mean, we have cameras and we have a podcast, so
I guess we're trying to do it as well, aren't we?
It's almost a little hypocritical, but at the same time, I feel like the difference is podcasts is, I've always had podcasts and like prank videos and influencers is like different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because you get some real educational podcasts out there and informational ones, which are really, really good to listen to. And I feel like with certain prank videos and YouTubers, they're getting paid far too much money to play pranks on people.
And it's a very quick dopamine hit.
Yeah, you're not learning anything. No. You know, what you're learning is if you're an arsehole to someone, you end up with a Ferrari and a Lamborghini and you end up living in LA.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it comes across sometimes.
Yeah.
But I also think it's quite damaging because I've seen certain people that aren't humble with that kind of thing. I feel like it's very damaging to society where I've seen it with my own eyes where I've got certain friends that are constantly comparing themselves to people on Instagram and
why
haven't I got this? Why haven't I got that? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little bit of inside information. I won't tell you my source, but I have a family member who knows of a semi-famous influencer in London. And he told me that this influencer, she gets paid to go on holiday, and you look at her Instagram and it's her in different bikinis on different beaches, hashtag love life, hashtag influencer.
Right.
So she's really pushing the narrative of, oh, wow, look at this amazing life she's got. And behind the scenes, whatever company that she's sponsored by, whether it's EasyJet or whatever. They actually only pay for her to have 1 2-week holiday a year. But what she does is, it's quite clever, is she takes, you know, like 50 different bikinis, 50 different outfits, takes like 3 suitcases, finds different locations in the same location, and then she will take hundreds of photos and
just disperse heavily, it throughout the year.
Yes, 100%. Right, yeah. And she will edit certain colors so it looks like a different beach. Mm-hmm. And that is a prime example of, someone would look at that and compare themselves and be like, oh, I wish I can get paid to go on holiday all year round. She's not. She's got one holiday and she's spreading the photos out, and she'll upload a different photo, you know, every 2-3 days.
Yeah.
And that lasts the whole year.
Holiday gatherings are happening. Stack on the sparkle this season with unforgettable jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, save up to 50% with Blue Nile's Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. So you can take your holiday party look to new levels of glam. Or gift yourself elegance for every day of the year. Shop now for up to 50% off jewelry at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Realistically, how long is that a viable position for her to hold? I mean, I assume, I don't know who you're talking about, I've never seen her account, but I assume she's going to be some really, you know, fit, beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, you've got beach body that, you know, every teenage girl wants to have.
Yeah.
You know, wants to be like, look like her. How long is that going to last? I mean, if she's in her mid-20s now, another 10 years' time, there's going to be the next model that's going to get that job, and she's going to be put on the shelf, isn't it? So, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, fair dues to her. Like, you know, live it up while you can. But, yeah, I mean, it's not always what it appears to be, is it?
Mm. I don't know how we got onto the subject of social media, but I will just say one last thing about it.
It's a lie.
It is a lie. As much as we have fun and we are a little bit hypocritical about it, one thing that is actually, I find, really concerning is all these young girls that are getting, like, procedures done.
Yeah.
And it seems to be like the younger generation, I feel like the men and the boys are attracted to all of that. And it's making the women have more procedures done, whether it's Botox or lip fillers and things like that. And we're talking about like 20, 21, 22-year-olds. Like, you're still in your youth and in your prime.
People are still growing and people don't really need
it. You don't need that stuff. But I blame the Kardashians personally, but you've got reality TV stars and social media and stuff pushing this narrative of, like, that you need this to be attractive.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, you don't. I think it's absolutely toxic to be doing that to your body. And it actually ages you. So
it does. Yeah.
What you're doing now in your early 20s with all this stuff is actually designed for people in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah, even simple moisturizer. Mm. Moisturizer is designed to plump out the skin to iron out the wrinkles. But if you're doing that, you're putting that whatever chemicals it is into your skin early, and then your skin can't cope with just being skin.
Yeah.
It starts to rely on it, and then you end up looking older sooner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're not wrong. Speaking about social media, you've been quite a sensation on social media lately, haven't you?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously, Josh obviously is a massive Star Wars fan. He's not been particularly liking the new series, can I say? Or
no.
It's gone against everything that you hold true to Star Wars, isn't it? And
yeah,
we noticed that there was quite a few people on social media that were slating it, that were saying how much they hate the new, what Disney's done to Star Wars and what the new director, I don't know what her name is or whatever. But,
Leslie Headland.
There you go.
Curse her.
What she's done to push this agenda.
Mm.
And we realised that several months ago, we've already covered this.
Yeah.
So I put a little, what was it, about a 2 minute clip onto TikTok.
Mm.
And my, oh my, did that blow up?
Yeah.
We got quite a few more hits than what we usually do on there, didn't we?
I think it was like, it was over 10,000 now, wasn't it?
Well over 10,000 now.
Which is pretty good for a week of being up there, I'm guessing. I don't know. I mean, I've always thought that going viral was like millions, but for us...
I think it is, but for us, it was still fairly good.
Yeah, for one two-minute little video. I'm not going to go fully into it, Pirate, because I've already had a Disney rant about this kind of thing. All I will say is the new Star Wars, the Acolyte, in case people didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, you weren't talking about that at the time, but it just happened to be relevant when we put the clip out.
Yeah, yeah. It's received very mixed reviews. I will say, if you are someone who really enjoys the new series and you are struggling to find positives about it, I mean, good on you. If you can see the positive in it, good on you. There's one positive that I found from it.
Go for it.
That is episode 5, and it's the last 5 minutes of that episode. You actually get to see a Sith, and there's an actual lightsaber fight.
We're
5 episodes in, and the last 5 minutes is the first actual lightsaber fight, and we're talking about Star Wars here. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. And also, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not going to go on a full rant, just a mini one. Anakin is the chosen one. He was born through the Force. He is the chosen one. You cannot just make stuff up and all of a sudden insert 2 lesbian witches that can create babies through the Force. It doesn't make sense. Like, it completely goes against the whole chosen one, which is Anakin Skywalker. But that's another subject, and there's going to be people disagree. But I'm going off on a tangent.
Okay.
Either way, we had a video, we got lots of views, 99% of people agreed.
We also had some very mixed reviews on that, some mixed comments, and some of them were more racist than the point that you were trying to put across.
Yeah.
And I would, like, several people came on there and said, oh, well, you know, I don't know how to describe it, really, but they were basically saying, like, why shouldn't Disney put all colours and women and lesbians and all this sort of thing into their thing? Because, like, the white men have had it so good for ages or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, to start with, the brand, they were assuming that this was coming from a white guy.
Mm.
You're not a white guy.
No. Proud mixed race, baby. Proud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything that you were saying was from the heart and from a point of view that is not an unbiased point of view. Do you know what I mean? Mm.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
You weren't putting race into it. And yet all these people that commented on have created that as an argument, and it wasn't even the point that you were trying to put across. It was, you know, make the characters fit the story, no matter what colour or creed they are.
Yeah, I feel like some of those dum-dums didn't watch the whole video. They watched maybe the first few seconds, and then some of the comments were, oh, what does 2 white guys know about this? And it's like, well, first of all, yeah, again, proud mixed race, so you got that wrong.
I'm a white guy. I want the one saying it all.
No. It was my rant, and I went off on one. But the whole point of it, literally the whole point of it, was ticking the boxes. Like, all we want is good stories, and that's all we've said from the start. We just want good stories. I don't care what race, what sexuality, what gender, whatever you want to insert it into that. But it has to make sense. It has to tell a good story. Don't just add like, you know, whatever, add three lesbians and someone who's non-binary and someone who's trans into something just because you
just
feel
to be woke and tick that box.
Because you feel, oh, we actually haven't had representation of this and that, this, that, and the other. Like,
it's because it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Who knows if they've got lesbians in that galaxy?
It's so stupid.
Who knows if they even have genders?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and that's the end of that rant. Because, yeah, that went on for longer than I intended.
You got me started, man.
I'm sorry. Anytime I bring up Star Wars, that's it. It's going to be a rant, isn't it?
Yeah, basically at this point.
So another one is the time travel shed.
Yeah.
We both got a little bit weirded out by this one, didn't we?
We did.
For those of you who haven't seen it, there was a viral video on TikTok. Yeah, we are pushing for time, but I'm still going through it anyway. A viral video on TikTok of a guy whose security camera caught a man walking into his front garden, walked around the back of his house, into his shed, and never came out again, or at least not that day. The guy who owned the house called the police. The police turned up. This is still on the same security camera footage. Go into the shed to search it, and there's no one in there.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the guy apparently came out of there like 2 days later or something, didn't he? Walked back out of the garden, still caught on the security camera. But yeah, where was he in those 2 days? I've seen other videos where other people have gone into the shed and filmed the inside of the shed and said, there's no hidey holes.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
And it was all done in like one take, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's all like time stamps.
And weirdly enough, the guy who was filmed walking into the shed looks like the guy who owned the house, but about 20 years older.
Yeah, it was very bizarre.
Was a freaky one. I will, for the video version of this, I will try and find an extract and pop that on there so people know what we're talking about. Otherwise, search it for yourself on TikTok, Time Travel Shed. I'm sure we'll bring it up. That is a very freaky one. I can't explain it.
Even one of the guys who was a skeptic about it started going down a rabbit hole, and even he at the end of it was like, I think this might actually be real.
Yeah.
So, and he really didn't believe it.
No. Yeah, I remember that video. I think that was the one you shared with me first, was the guy trying to explain it, and he just couldn't.
Mm. Yeah. I think it was Polar Bear. Polar Bear was the one that showed us.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, he's sometimes our research expert. So.
Sometimes, yeah, he does come up with some very strange ones.
Apart from the one the other day, clearly men with hairy masks.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they were trying to. Were they trying to be werewolves or something?
Just
three blokes just wearing these weird furry costumes, just going.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
The polar bear got scared,
on.
And I laughed. Yeah. So
I just looked at it and went, oh, "I'm not watching that again."
But on this one, he did deliver.
He did deliver on this one.
But check out that video if you haven't seen it. That is insanely weird.
Yeah, it is very strange. Yeah, I do recommend looking into that one. Cause, yeah, and if anybody's got an explanation, please feel free to share it. paranormality.uk@gmail.com, as always.
It's also the only time travel video I've seen that is somewhat convincing and believable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, what's left on the list that you want to talk about? Because I feel like some of it we don't need to talk about. Or I could quickly go through the phone one, because that makes zero sense.
The phone one?
Yeah, the dreaming of phones.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Very, very quickly.
This was actually your wife, wasn't it, that pointed this one out?
Very, very quickly, because we are pushing on for time. My wife made a point to me that when people dream, considering how much time we spend on our phones,
you do.
A lot of people do. Yeah. I do at break and lunchtime. It's very weird how phones don't really appear in dreams, or they don't work properly in dreams. It's very rare that you actually dream of a working phone or having a conversation on the phone. And she made a very good point, because I thought that is kind of strange. The amount that people
use
it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever dreamed of my phone.
No, me neither. So it's just weird, isn't it? That's just something that I thought I'd bring up to get people thinking.
It is strange, yeah. Let us know if you've had a dream about your phone. I will bet that the only people that actually comment about that would be people that have dreamt that they've lost their phone and can't find it. I bet that's the most common way that it turns up.
Possibly.
So I wouldn't imagine that many people dream about sitting, staring at their phone, playing Angry Birds. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It'd be a pretty boring dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Imagine you're dreaming of what you do right before you go to bed, which is like some people like me will like just go through like Instagram Reels or TikTok or something. And so if you had a dream that you were just scrolling through, that would technically be Inception, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah, I suppose.
Very similar to Inception. I don't know what I'm talking about. No. That's that one.
Right. What about the 1,000 bird suicide?
Yeah, very quickly. 1,000 birds within 2 days crashed into a Chicago building and all splattered and killed themselves.
Yeah.
They put it down to possibly too much light. So the...
I think it's just the depression of living in Chicago, to be honest. Windy, I mean, cold...
It is known as the Windy City, so how do we know a big gust of wind?
They might have
wind?
Been blown into a building.
Yeah.
They didn't actually commit suicide. They were just like, oh, I'm just going to fly over here. Whoa, that's a wind.
But that is very interesting. There is a video of it where it's just this massive, like, black cloud of birds that all just slam into the same building. Yeah. And it's something, like, from the Bible. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't around when the Bible was made up. But, you know, I'm just saying it was very biblical. So
okay, fair enough. We got some new merch in the... Oh, by the way, I still have 8 bandanas for anybody that wants to join Patreon. That I said it months ago, the first 10 people will get a Paranormality bandana. I've still got 8 left. We've had 2 claimed. Please do, you know, join our Patreon. It's £2 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee. And you can get yourself a Paranormality bandana. Other than that, we do have a website. It's mymercher.com. Paranormality UK. Is it .mymercher.com, I think?
I think so.
And Polar Bear has designed... we haven't got any T-shirts to show on the video at the moment. But we have got, what is it, 4 or 5 new designs. One of them, a Bigfoot design, an alien design, some like zombie apocalypse kind of designs. There's going to be a lot more choice on the website rather than just our logo.
Yeah, yeah. There is a few cool ones there.
Yeah.
I love the Bigfoot one.
I like the alien one.
Well, I think I know what we're ordering or what we're getting.
Definitely, on payday. I would so want one of them alien ones. The eyes did it for me. He said he touched it because he got the artificial intelligence. He got an AI to do the picture of the alien, and he said he touched up the eyes. Himself and looking at the picture that he sent us, it's just this amazing, an alien in a cornfield. I think it's classic.
Yeah, it does look very. It reminded me of what's that game? Of it, Something's Odd World.
Odd World.
Is it Odd World?
Yeah, Odd World with little aliens, aren't they?
Yeah, what was the? Oh no,
Abe's Odyssey.
That's the one. Abe's Odyssey. That's what the alien kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, kind of a little bit. Yeah, a bit uglier.
Yeah, it made me laugh because when you said that, it was like, if I've forgotten about Patreon, then I think other people probably have forgotten about Patreon.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, it reminded me of, was it the Cloverfield, number 10 Cloverfield Lane, or whatever it's called, that the follow up to Cloverfield, that film where they're in that bunker on the farm, and at the end with the aliens and that. Like, it kind of reminded me of that.
That is a creepy one.
Yeah. So, other than that, really, we're pretty much at the end of the episode. There's no Paranormality rating today, unless you want to rate Josh's rant, which I'd give 9.5 out of 10.
I'm now thinking I want to edit some of that out. Because I think I went off on one where I didn't need to. So I'll speak to you after and we'll edit some of that out. The people don't need to hear it again for the second time.
No. Yeah, we obviously we have our 100th episode coming up very soon in what is it, 6 weeks, I think, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Five weeks
when this goes out, I think. Which will be the 2nd of September if you're just going to download it. But we did say, and we still plan to do it as a live stream on Sunday the 1st of September, probably around 6 p.m. I would say probably. What do you reckon? Or do you reckon an afternoon one?
Let's do an afternoon one.
Afternoon?
Yeah.
What do you say, 4, or is that too late?
At some point between 2 and 4, I would imagine.
At some point between 2 and 4.
Possibly 3.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to have a whole lot of fun with that one. We've got some good ideas for that. So I hope that there's going to be plenty of people there to come and join us and rib us, because we love hecklers on that kind of thing. We love you to interact with us. Send us your thoughts. Send us your stories. If you want us to read out your comments and that, like, please do. Join us, send them in, Sunday, the 1st of September. Might as well say 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
3 o'clock. GMT, that's Greenwich Mean Time. So, yeah, plus or minus if you're in Europe or United States. But until then, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK, a no subject episode. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have 0 blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST at checkout.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Las tradiciones son la esencia de las fiestas. Comienza una nueva tradición ahorrando en más de 2,400 marcas para comprar en más de 1,000 tiendas, incluyendo Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy y más. Ahora mismo, iBora ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar iBora usando el código La Música al registrarte. Simplemente ve al App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de iBora para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es IBOTTA en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.